Hello?
Hello, hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, that's great. So finally, you like the design, right?
Yeah, I like the V2 and the best. I'm not loving the yellows, but I'm not sure you have yellow just because it stands out a lot more, I'm thinking. But
Yeah, we can just replace the yellow color with the blue or whatever you want to go with.
let me just
Like, is there, can we go for like the yellow instead of yellow? We can use red, but you already have it on your logo as well. What do you think about this?
Well, see, I was thinking red, but then my husband wasn't sure if it's going to be too dark, if that's why you have yellow. So
No, I
can we
don't
try
think
it red
so.
if it's...
I don't think so.
Okay,
Like,
maybe let's try it red then.
if you can go with my suggestion, so I would recommend you to go with the red outlines with the things which will be providing the more attractiveness to your logo. So
Okay.
otherwise the choice is yours, whatever your
Yeah, I
husband and
think
you
so. And I like
decided.
that one. I really like how it's got the phone number, the email address right there, so you don't have to do the contact. I like that it's just right there too, so I do like that.
Okay, that's wonderful. So just confirm for me that you want to use the red outline instead of yellow for now.
Yeah,
Okay, let
let's see
me
how that
pull
one.
this. Let me put this on my pad. Just give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Okay, so once we are done with the colors, then we need to move forward to the next step. So I need to know
Okay.
that, like, the pages which you have on top. So these are the only pages you would like to go with, or do you guys have some more? Or is there anything that you wanted to add or remove something?
I don't think we'll want a blog.
Okay,
I don't want
so
that
the
on there.
pages which you guys have, which you are looking for on your website, is could be home, about us, the services, and contacts, right?
Yeah. And then I think we might do a products one too, because we do have two products right now, not many, but
Okay,
maybe
so
we might have
basically
products
you're
as well.
just selling the products or just showcasing the products to your people?
We make and sell them.
Okay, so you are taking the payments as well through your website?
No, I don't want to take the payments through the website though. So
Why,
I guess
like,
I want products, well, because I don't want to deal with Shopify and stuff. We deal with customer. We don't take Visa, Master, we only take e-transfer and check.
Like, why
So
don't
we
you,
don't
like,
take credit
take the
cards.
payments to your website? Like, if someone feels like the offers, the services of yours is affordable for them, so they can just simply go to the payments link, like the add to cart button, and they can just pay you, and you will get the payment onto your account directly, whatever the account you guys use there.
But then don't I have to take, I don't take, our company does not take credit card payments, and we don't want to.
Oh, so may know the reason
Yeah.
behind this or something?
Because there's a lot of money charges, and farmers don't mind paying us checks. So most people don't take checks. Our company does. So nobody complained about it, and I don't want to pay all those charges if they're
Okay,
not
so
complaining about it. So.
I think you guys are using the PayPal or Stripe before to taking the payments online. That's why you're talking about the charges?
No,
Because
we've,
I
no,
think
like.
the PayPal is just going to charge you like 1.5 or something, which is.
Yeah, but we don't take credit cards at all. Like, if you want to pay a bill from us, you have to pay by a check or e-transfer. Those are the only payments we take, and that's the way I
Oh,
want it to
that's
stay.
great, Dan. That's great. I'm just suggesting you, like, you guys are just creating the website, and if someone feels like the packages suits a fit for them, so they can just pay you. But as you already got discussed about this, you
But
decided.
then we'd have to start taking credit card payments, and then all the other farmers are going to start paying with that, and it just, for the few products we sell, we won't make enough money to pay for the credit card charges for
Sure,
30%.
I got you.
Maybe down the road when we have more products, it
Yeah,
might
definitely.
make it for that,
I
but
would recommend you to go with this because this will gonna basically expand your sales.
then, like I said, then we, like, our products are like about less than 1% of our income. If I start taking credit card, then all of our labor customers are going to try to take credit card. And then the credit card is about 5% of our income. I don't want to pay that. So I
No, it's
don't want credit
not
cards. So
5%, it's just 1 point something. So may I know
yeah,
that,
but
like,
1 point something of that I don't pay right now. So why would I want to pay 1.5% out of 1.5% of $150,000 adds up a lot of money. And if our customers are coming home right now, I'm
and
just
you're just
not going
saving
to
that,
again.
and you're just saving that for now.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So I just know it's just not worth it for our company right now.
Yeah, that's way down. That's a good idea.
Like most of the products that we are going to sell, like, we're not going to really sell them online, probably. Like, I would like them on our website, but it's, we do the labor. So those products, we're going to take those to the farmer and sell them ourselves, most of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we're going to sell any on our website without that. But.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Like, I totally agree with you. You are just basically saving the amount and as well as... That's
yeah, like if we get into credit card payments and if we find that more people are trying to buy it online, then that's something I'll go towards. But right now, it's just not. It's, I don't think it'll be worth the credit card charges.
Got you. So now we can talk about the more pages on your website, which you have. Like the pages which we need to create it for you for now is home, about us,
okay,
our services, and contact. Or is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, so under our services, then, yeah, that should be good then, yeah.
Okay, so I need to know that, like...
Going down the road, if I want to add another page, I can, though, right? Like, because
yep,
I have up to 10 or 15, I think. Great, okay, yeah.
Yep, definitely, you will be having the complete access if you wanted to do it to your own, so you can go ahead and do that to your own as well. And if you want us to, so definitely, we will help you with that part, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I need to know, like, under the our services, what you are basically looking for. Is there
so
any category there or something?
Is there for what?
Is there any drop down or something? Like, as you said, you
so
guys have like two of the products. So if someone takes their cursor to the our services, so you want it to be shown the two drop downs there, or you want your customer to just click on our services and it takes a person to the separate page of the product?
So we have a lot of different services. So though we have two products, but then we do like 10 different services probably at least.
Yeah.
So I don't
so
know how many drop downs you can have.
Yeah, I got you. So may I know that like how many numbers of products do you have? Like the categories, the types of products do you have?
So we only sell two products. We sell the anchors and the ladders are the two products we sell. But then like for labor wise, which is mainly our business is labor. Then we have, like, we do stretch kits. So we do a one-ring stretcher, two-ring stretchers on 14-foot, 19-foot. So it all depends on the bin size. So just on the stretch rings, there's, like, six different ones. Then we do hopper mounts. Then we do steel floors. So, our services, there's a lot of different ones for that.
Oh, I got you. So basically, the words which is needs to be on your website for now, like as you're seeing that right now, we are just using the dummy words, the dummy content, just to showcasing you the things, how your website is basically look like. So as we are moving forward to the next step, so I need to know that, like, are you basically go at it and write the content to yourself, or do you want someone who is basically help you with this? To write the whole
page. I want you guys to do that.
Okay, so may I know that, like, the... under the Earth service. Just give me a quick moment. Let me pull up your document so I can explain you more better about this. Okay, so I'm just pulling up your document just to providing you with some more clarification about the words. Just give me a quick moment. I hope I'm not taking your too much time.
No, that's fine.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do most people, do you guys usually do that kind of stuff, or do people do it? Like, so what I'm worried about, I'm not very good at the wording. So,
yeah.
So what I'm wondering is maybe if I, like, do it and then you guys go and,
you know,
like, because it is
know
hard
what?
For you to know all of the services, right?
Yeah, some of the people try to do it to their own, to write the content, but once they come up with something, they feel like, no, it's not something which we can show to the people who is basically in need of our services. So that's why we put this option inside that if customer wants us to write it, so definitely we will go ahead and help them. And if not, so that customer has the opportunity to do it to their own. So the benefits to write a content with our professional content writers, so first of all, the content is very professional. And along with the Google algorithm. So it means that the words which my content writers will produce it for you, it all according to the Google algorithm. So it means that the words of your content will be according to the nature of your business, which is most searchable on Google as well. Let's say you guys are selling the gray bins. So we will make sure that the gray bins and the most effective keywords which will help your business to grow will be on your website. So as soon as your website goes live, so people can actually hit those words, so your website will be there with the help of those keywords.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and as well as we will be doing the, let me see, because I need to know. First of all, let me pull up the pages. Let me calculate the pages for you, like how many pages do you have on your website. So you said the first page is home. The second one is about
yes.
us, and under the services, you're looking for the two tabs, right?
No, our services would be a lot of different ones. Like, so we have labor, and then we have the two products. So I don't know how many tabs you can have. But
the words will be according to the products, right?
I'm not understanding those. But so I don't like you're focusing on the products, but the products are like the least of our. Like, we barely make any money off these.
Yeah,
so
I got
products
you.
Is not what I'm... So the labor is what I really want on there. So
okay.
You know, our services, I want our labor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when... Our big thing is when people type in grain bin repairs, that's when I want our website to come up. We're all about the repairs.
Yeah, this is something which I am going to do with the professional content, with the optimization of those keywords. I'm just calculating the pages for you. The pages are... which you have on top is four. And if we can talk about the privacy policy, if we can talk about the FAQs, and if we can talk about the terms and conditions, so in total, you guys will be having around like 9 to 10 pages, right?
Yes. Why do I need a terms page?
Terms and conditions. Like, definitely if someone is in needing of your services, so definitely they would need to know that, so what is your terms and conditions, what is your policies, right?
No, I've never seen that. Like, let me just, I'm looking. So what
like,
would normally the terms and conditions be? Like,
terms and conditions
we don't have a terms and
conditions. Terms and conditions of yours, anything which you would like to add. Basically, we will use the standard one for the customers who does not have any kind of terms and conditions, but this needs to be on the website. Like, if someone is looking for something, so they have everything in the document on your website. Like, let's say, can you please open the website which you approve? So you can see that we already put the terms and conditions at the bottom of the website of yours.
Yeah, I see that. Now, if I click on it, there's nothing. So what would normally be there? Like, what would it normally say, though?
Yeah, like your terms and conditions, whatever you guys said for your people. Like, let's say I'm just explaining you about this. Just an example. Like, if I pay you the $2,000 for your service, and some of the time I come up with, no, the service is not good, and I'm not feel like that the work you guys did is so, like, worthful for me. I just need my money back. So in this terms and condition, they can simply see that the money back is not eligible after the 30 days after the work completed or something like this.
Well, like, you don't get your money back. If we did our labor, we will, if it's not.
Yeah, I'm just
good.
Explaining.
You come back and
I'm
do it, but you
don't
get
here.
Your money back with ours. So.
Yeah.
I just don't know how we would have a terms and condition. Like, I'm just not sure. Like, right now, we don't. We've never have.
So what about the privacy policy? What about the privacy policy?
We don't have that either.
Okay, so if you guys don't want to...
Like, what do most people have for that? Like, what do most people have for privacy policy then? Like, what is...
Let me show you some examples.
I didn't see that one.
Because every business owner has its own policies of their business. Let me show you something about the privacy policies. Okay. Like if we can talk about our website, which is Orbit Design Agency, so you can see that our privacy policies and terms and conditions is also there. Let me show you the one of the website which is already having the privacy policy. Let me just pull up the document. So I think, Jody, you are on our website, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You are just seeing the terms and conditions and our policies, which is something every business owner has their own, which they set according to their business, according to their people, according to their customers.
Okay, yeah.
So we recommend our people to at least put something so people can actually know if you're not available at that time on your website or somewhere. So they can just simply visit your website and see your terms and conditions and the privacy policies and the FAQs, like if they have any questions. And so some of the major answers will be there. So you can just simply save your time there.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'll figure
it out.
Terms and conditions of it. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have both those on our show.
Oh, I think you want it, right?
Yeah, we'll go ahead with those.
Okay, that's great. Now, so the number of pages which we need to write a content for you is, let me calculate, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In total, we have your 7 pages. It means that your content will be like around 700 to 800 words, which will based on, and as well as we will provide you with the top launch 24 keywords, which will going to help your website to be on Google as soon as your website goes live, okay?
Okay.
So this will going to cost you for the complete 7 pages content, including the 24 launch keywords, which will base on 800 to 900 words, will going to cost you like $1,199 for the complete proofing content.
I already paid you guys to do my website.
Sorry?
I paid you guys like $2,800 already to do my website. Why are you charging me more?
Like, if you can talk about the amount which you paid, that is for the designing and development of your website and as well as the name of your business. And now we are talking about the wordings, which needs to be on your website.
So you mean to tell me when I paid for you to do a website that didn't include wording? So what part of a website does not include words? So you're going to design the website, but not any wording? Why didn't you guys tell me that when I paid that kind of money? I would not have paid that. You want to charge me another $1,200 on top? Are you joking? You've got to be joking. You should have told me that. No way, in any way, shape, or form, did you guys say, when we make your website, you got to do all the writing. This is the whole reason I got you guys to do this. No, I cannot pay another $1,200. I'm also Canadian, so this is a lot of money.
It's
my credit card charger came $2,700. That's a lot of money.
Okay,
that's not much for a website.
Just give me a quick moment. As you said, you're in Canada, so definitely I will have my finance to look into this and have them to provide you with some hefty discounts so you can get this. Why didn't you guys tell me this?
Like, but do you tell customers that it's only designing? Like, nowhere did somebody say it's only designing, not that every word that I got to do myself. I would have, you know what, I could have went to GoDaddy.com and they would have designed it for $10. But I did this because I wanted you guys to do this. I did not know it was going to cost extra money. I kind of want a whole refund, to be honest. This is ridiculous.
Just give me a quick moment. Let me explain you. The amount which you paid, that is for the designing, development, and deployment.
But you guys didn't tell me that. Like, nowhere did somebody say. Like, I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't that good and I didn't read everything. I've never got a website design made. But when I paid somebody $2,800, I assumed that's making my website. I did not think you guys are going to get into a conversation where you haven't even designed it, and now you're talking about more money already.
Like,
this is ridiculous. You should have, no, you guys should have told people this up front. You should have said, this is how much it was designed. Now, if you want us to do your content, now it's going to be this much more. You guys said nothing about that. Now, you just wasted days for me to get into this. Obviously, I do not want you to do my content. I cannot afford any more money. I already got in so much trouble for spending this much. So, no, I cannot afford any more money. I guess I'll do what you paid, because obviously I don't get a refund.
Okay.
You guys scam people.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Can you please just allow me a quick moment so I will have my finance to look into this and we'll get back to you with some solutions? Just if you can allow me a quick moment so I can just discuss this with them.
But don't you think that is something you guys should tell your customers? Like, this should have never came up three, four days.
Like,
after you guys charged my money, this should not have happened. This is ridiculous.
Like,
if I paid this kind of money, you should have sued it all.
Like,
you guys should have told me at least.
Yeah. If you remember, I told you over the conversation, if you would like to write it to your own so you can just provide me with the content so I can go in and play it out.
We discussed that today. Today we discussed this content. Nowhere did you say it. If you would like to write it yourself, we discussed this today. I paid this bill $2,800 last week. Today you discussed this content, and you said, did you want to write it or did you want us to? So I said, I kind of assumed that was included in my bill. So, yes, today, you're right. You did discuss this today about an hour ago. I paid my bill a week ago when you guys should have discussed this, right, though? Right? Like, I'm sorry. I'm a little upset right now because, this was already a lot of money for a website,
if you ask me. I can totally understand your concern.
I could have went to GoDaddy and got it for $12.
I
thought you guys were doing this all.
Just give me a quick moment. I totally understand that you're not able to afford this much amount for the whole complete content writing, but if you can allow me a quick moment so I can discuss this with my finance and hopefully we'll come up with something on your favor to you. Just give me a quick moment. Okay? Just to stay on call. Okay, so Jody, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, so I've just discussed your concern with my finance regarding the content writing that you're not able to afford the pricing, which I told you. So I've just taken him over the phone. They just want to need to have words with you regarding the pricing and for the content writing for your website. Just give me a quick moment. Let me just take him over the phone.